Welcome to RSN's Race Day.
Ready? Gates crash back in racing.
For the first hour, it's the first word. Here's Gareth Hall.
Yes, this is RSN's Race Day on this Saturday, October 2. Good morning to you listening on your local RSN 927 dial throughout Victoria. And hello to you wherever you may be listening on the RSN 927 app, our sister channels right across the country, and also on our brand new website at rsn.net.au. Well, the football is finished, and while the Demon fans might still be celebrating and watching that replay, it's racing's turn to take centre stage. Two of the biggest names will do battle for the first time in the Turnbull Stakes as we get set for moving day at Flemington.
Incentivise holding on from Mowonga. Incentivise makes a statement in the Group 1.
Incentivise is the rising star, a 10-start sensation and the favourite for the Caulfield and Melbourne Cups.
Very Elegant, she's starting a motor now. Rio Dini being tackled by Very Elegant, and the Great Mare wins a ninth Group 1.
Very Elegant is the champion, 9-time Group 1 winner that won the Turnbull Stakes before going on to win the Caulfield Cup last year. And it doesn't stop there.
Well clear, Sir Dragon A, inside the 100 metres. A great backup from the big run last week.
And while this race has seen some of the champions of the turf prevail, like Winx, Maccabi Diva, Northerly and Sunlight, 2021 has all of the ingredients to be a Turnbull Stakes for the ages. Hello, I'm Gareth Hall, and welcome to RSN's Saturday Race Day.
RSN's Race Day and the first word with Gareth Hall.
Great to be with you on this Saturday, and what a day it does promise to be there at headquarters on moving day. Terrific support program for the Turnbull Stakes Day, and that Turnbull, as I just pointed out, should be an absolute beauty. And what about the meeting up there in Sydney? Three Group 1s, the Epsom Handicap, the Metropolitan, and at the Flight Stakes. We'll have the Melbourne Form Panel just after 8 o'clock, the Sydney Preview with David Gately and Lizzie Jelfs just after 9 o'clock, and then, of course, we'll have an Interstate Metro Form Express as well, previewing the other Metro meetings, including, it's a big day across there in the West, and a big hello to everybody listening in Kalgoorlie today, because it's Kalgoorlie Cup Day there, one of the great days on the racing calendar in WA. We'll also preview that terrific harness meeting at Bendigo tonight, and there's also a terrific greyhound meeting also at Bendigo at 7:06. Let's head out to Flemington to get this all-important track update. And just quickly, Colette, unfortunately, is out of the Turnbull Stakes. She had a foot abscess that developed later on in the week. She had a vet test this morning, and she is out of the Turnbull Stakes. But let's head to Liam O'Keefe at Flemington. Liam, good morning to you. How much rain have you had overnight?
Morning, Gareth. We've had 3 mil of rain overnight and this morning, just more drizzle off the bay this morning, but 3 mil, total of 31.4 mil since Thursday, and that's left us on a soft 6 this morning.
Okay, what about for the rest of the day? Are we getting any more rain?
There are some showers forecast, but easing as the day progresses, so fingers crossed this can push through now, and we can get a little bit of sun during the afternoon. We'll have another look at the track an hour or two before the first, but hopefully we haven't had any more rain and we can leave the track at a soft 6.
So the key is, if we have no more rain before the meeting, we stay at a soft 6, but if the rain does come during the meeting, we might get a downgrade?
Yeah, that's right. The forecast is for it to clear away, so hopefully that is correct, but if we do see continuous rainfall, it may end up a soft 7.
Do you watch the weather reports more than anyone? Have they been on the money of recent times, Liam?
There's been a little bit hit and miss this week. Yeah. We were supposed to get a fair bit of rainfall. I think it was Wednesday, and we got nothing. And then we were just supposed to get a little bit Thursday, and we ended up with 24 mil. So we've got to be pretty adaptable in this job, and this week's no exception.
So the rail's out 9 metres?
That's right. 9 metre position. It's our traditional spot for Turnbull Stakes Day to protect that inside for the big cup week. So 9 metres, 5 metres of fresh ground right around the circle. So that'll fit the full field in, and then just a little bit of marking from the race meeting here last Wednesday and jump outs down the straight that we have. So that's from 5 metres out, but not too much damage. That shouldn't have much of an impact on the way races are run.
Where do you think they'll get to down the straight?
I think the 2 rails will roll down to the fence traditionally. They like to get that guide of the rail being experienced up the straight, and then all the other races, I think they'll go up that middle to outside part of the course.
What about the wind conditions?
Quite mild today, Gareth. Just a 9 kilometre southwest wind, so that won't have any impact on on how the races are run.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Dave.
There's Liam O'Keefe there. He'll also catch up with the race day morning team with Michael Felgate just after 10 o'clock for another track update. And don't forget, after race day mornings, it's the spring ticket. It's back. Michael Felgate, Matthew Stewart, Dwayne Dunn will be there. Dean Lester, of course. Michael Sharkey's. They take you through an afternoon of racing there at Flemington on our, of course, digital channel. So you can just download the app to listen to the team there throughout the afternoon. And, of course, Johnny Henry will be here on our main channel with Chris Beaumont and, of course, Dean Lester providing his late mail and also reviewing the races with Brendan Delaney on RSN 927 this morning. 7.09, let's head out to Sydney to catch up with Navesh Ramdani because it's the big meeting for the spring there, or one of the big meetings anyway for the spring in Sydney. Good morning to you, Navesh.
Very good morning to you, Gareth.
What's it like in Sydney this morning?
Yeah, look, we woke up to a beautiful morning, clear skies, a light breeze coming in from the northwest, and a forecast of 23 degrees. So really lovely start to the day.
Good four at the moment. Will we stay around that range?
Yes, good four. Pano is 5.09. It was an interesting week. I heard you speak to Liam there about weather and weather forecasts, and it's been a really challenging week because there was a fair bit of rain forecast in Sydney virtually for Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. And on Wednesday and Thursday, we didn't get any. And last night, it looked like we were going to miss it as well. But there were some major storms building up right across Sydney. And we caught the tail end of a storm last night. We got 3.2 mils on a track that was firming. It was well received. And as a result, we sort of find ourselves with a good four and really ideal conditions for racing.
Listening to RSN and the RSN 927 family, the majority of us anyway, Navesh, we love a punt, but your life is a punt because I would imagine you would have been watching that weather report thinking, please, please come, because you wouldn't have watered, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. We let the track sort of naturally dry out through the week. And we were certainly sweating on getting a little bit of rain. And as you rightly pointed out, a track manager's life is spent many hours looking at the radar and the forecast. And, we subscribe to a service called UbiMet, and I've been on the phone speaking to the forecasters. And it's really challenging. It's the time of the year where it's a change of season and sort of storms can just build up out of nowhere with a bit of moisture in the atmosphere, as we've seen. So it's really hit and miss at the moment. So it's really hard to forecast. And in saying that, a little later this afternoon, there is a slight chance of some afternoon sort of showers for about an hour or two between 3:30 and 5. So hopefully that doesn't eventuate. And if they get it wrong, that'll be perfect for us. We'll get to a good day's racing. It's set up beautifully. So, looking forward to a big day. Epsom Day is a really big day in the spring, and we've got some wonderful fields. So looking forward to a great day's racing.
Will the wind conditions play a part?
Look, they're forecasting it to get to about 20 k's an hour coming in from the north or the northeast. It will be a very, very light headwind, so I don't think it will play a major part in today's racing.
Good on you, Navesh. Thanks for that.
Thank you very much. Have a good day, guys.
There we go. There's Navesh Ramdani with an update there at that track at Randwick. Let's catch up with our trainers now on the first word. Michael Kent Jr. joins us here on this Saturday morning. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Always excited to see these two-year-olds in action and get in the spirits, done everything right before its debut. What can you tell us about this youngster in the first?
Yeah, well, obviously, we really like her. She's probably at the top of our tree for October two-year-old. You know, she's by Spirit of Boom. They're very precocious, and so is she. She jumped out very well at Sandown. She's a very fast beginner, and I just hope she's still there finish.
So when you purchase a Get in the Spirit at the sales, you think, well, I think she might just be an early two-year-old, and has she lived up to those expectations, or has she surprised you a little bit?
Yeah, you don't really pigeonhole them like that. She's just a lovely athletic filly. Bill Frost bought her from 10,000, so she seems to be well bought at this stage, and she's very, very fast. So the one thing here is that we're at Caulfield, and Flemington's the only straight track in Australia, and we haven't had a look at it. It's you're at a severe disadvantage. Waller's horse has had two trials down the straight, and I just think that surely that's got to be changed at some point. It's unfair on connections, I believe, and probably punters too, as long as they're aware of that. But you know, she takes to the straight track okay at her first time, I think she'll be right there.
What's your experience, say, when you've got two-year-olds having a look at the straight for the first time there, Michael?
Oh, Profiteer was fine, wasn't he? So he's obviously an outstanding colt. She's very fast. I think she can come across, and I think she'll be up in the first two or three. So if she's now in the rail, she might have a rail to follow, I suppose. But, yeah, she's a very nice filly. Damien Lane loved her, and was keen to stick on her, which is probably a good lead as well.
In the superimposed stakes for the staying three-year-olds over the 1,800 metres, you've got two strong chances here. First of all, Gunstock was impressive off the track, but just kept on finding there at Cranbourne.
Yeah, exactly right. Beautiful-looking colt, and just kept coming. He's trained on superbly. We can't fault him at all. He's drawn a lovely barrier, so he had a nice soft run. You have to imagine than over 9 furlongs would suit him even better. He's got a really big stride, and seems to be hard to beat.
It seems that for a staying three-year-old, he's got a turn of foot, which will be a major advantage, you would imagine, going forward.
Yeah, correct. He's got a bit of class and quality. He's not a one batter. You know, he's a real stayer as well, I think. I think he'll get a trip, no problem at all. And, yeah, I think we're sort of heading on that Derby path. So from here, he'll either run in the Vase or the Corfu Classic and then into the Derby. Yeah, so he gives away some experience today. But I think things should pan out well from the gate, and Jai's been riding him here at home, and today I think everything's in order for him.
His magic was impressive on Debut Wangaratta.
That is very good. We had a blinker thing there, so we were sort of keen to see him win first up, and I think they really helped him manoeuvre out of a tricky spot. And in the end, he ended up winning by length fees down when he was sort of in no man's land, top of the straight. So he's trained on really well. He's dealt with Gunstock their last three bits of work. He probably works a touch sharper. Blinkers are coming off, though. Damien Lane just said he was probably a bit keen on debut, so up in trip, they'll come off. And he too is a nice horse, so don't dismiss him. I think he's over the odds.
So can you split the two? Yeah, Tiz Magic sounds like that he's really trained on nicely after that Wangaratta race.
Yeah, I don't think Gunstock's a real... you know, track gallop horse. Mick and I would feel that Gunstock's probably got a class edge at this stage. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just in their last three bits of work, Tiz Magic's probably been going a shade the better. So yeah, it might be a nice place bet.
Daisy was doing her best work late there at Caulfield. She goes around, of course, in the Edward Manifold Stakes for the three-year-old fillies.
Yeah, we had to squeeze two runs together to get her on the right path. So she was 9 days from her debut run, which is good. And we sort of overfaced her a little bit, but she still ran on very well from a bad spot. She was back last defence. She has really thrived. She's dappled from head to toe. Her work's been very sharp. She's going to love a big track mile. Just a tricky draw. We may be able to ride her a touch closer if she begins well, but she's going really well, Gareth.
Two class mares in the Rose of Kingston Stakes over the 1,400 metres. Can Odium win first up?
No reason why she can't. She had to carry a penalty for being a Group 1 winning mare, obviously, but she's big, strong bull of the mare. Her work's been extremely sharp. Like, that trial was an okay trial for her, but that was probably 3 weeks ago now, and she's had a fair bit of work since then. Damien Lane worked her on Tuesday and was delighted with her. She was very sharp. I think if she can get in a nice spot, just in front of midfield there, she'll be charging home late, but she's giving away some fitness first up.
Do you think this race maps well for Ana Visto?
She just needs some luck. Of course, would have preferred to have drawn barrier 3 or 4 or 5, but she's a natural, you know, fast beginner, goes forward. She can get a bit cranky if you try and hold her up. So as long as things work out for her and she gets a nice rhythm and breathes, I think she's set to run a really good race, which she'll need to do. You know, she's a lifted winner only and up against these top-class mares. But, you know, I think she was sort of personal best first up. She got the job done second up. And, you know, she's really bloomed. She does put on weight and condition in work, and she's really going well.
But she has showed ability that she can definitely measure up to these mares.
Yeah, we think she can. But these are good quality mares. So, but I think she gets the right opportunity. Soft track's a big tip for her. She'll make her own luck and third up, so hopefully she's got a bit of a fitness edge on these mares.
Are you happy with the way that Tavi Dansa's return, Michael?
Yeah, we are. He was not right last prep, clearly, so had a nice long break. He's had a beautiful long build-up, had a jump, and then his trial at Cranbourne was very good. And I think it can suit him a lot. It's a funny race, that one. I had to sort of see who the right horse beat. And a lot of, if the right have it in, he'll run well, but suspect to be better second it up.
What's your best for the day, Michael?
I think Gunstock's most likely winning chance, and I really like our two-year-old filly. I think it's a nice each-way bet as well.
Let's hope we can get into the spirit nice and early anyway. Good on you, Michael.
Thank you.
There's Michael Kent Jr. Sam Freeber now joins us here on The First Word. Good morning to you, Sam.
Morning, Gareth. How are we?
I am very well. You've got some nice chances, of course, engaged there at Flemington. Also, you've got Warning up there in Sydney in the Metropolitan. But what can you tell us about this two-year-old Cannonball in the Maribyrnong Trial Stakes?
Yeah, look, he's prepped up really well for his debut. He trialled on what was pretty heavy ground at Cranbourne. His first sort of look at the trials, and probably didn't handle the really heavy ground that well. He still got through it okay and trialled nicely enough. Then we jumped him out down the straight. He won his jump out nicely. Was a little bit green late. He had a bit of a look around. But, look, he seems like a fairly natural two-year-old, and, you know, he should settle behind the speed somewhere. I think he's probably going to be better at 11 or 1200, but it's a nice race to kick him off in.
Are you concerned about the soft six at the moment?
Yeah, well, look, as I said, he didn't love that heavy ground at Cranbourne, so the soft six is a mild concern. You know, I suppose, you know, being an early race and hopefully some nice weather between now and the first, you know, perhaps it'll race, you know, a little bit more like a five early.
In race three, the Edward Manifold Stakes, you had a couple of fillies going around. Elusive Express is the favourite after her closing effort. Last start there at Caulfield. How has she trained on?
Yeah, she's come on really well. She's, you know, she's a filly that we've sort of identified to be stretching out in trip, and, you know, the Oaks is the dream, but, you know, they've got to handle the whole preparation. She's coping really well. First up run was terrific, and then she improved into her second up run. I think she's probably improved again. She'll appreciate the mile, and I think she'll really appreciate, you know, getting her toe in as well. So good gate. She's got good speed out of the gates. We wrangled her back last start just from the wide gate, and still teaching her to relax, but she switched off really good. So I think today, you know, we'll be able to hold a spot a lot closer.
You got the blinkers on Devout Hero?
Yeah, look, she worked sharp in them on Tuesday morning. You know, her issue really, well, last start was she was very slow out of the gates, and she was similar at Sandown. So I think, you know, if she can begin a bit better and hold a spot, I wouldn't have a whole lot between them. Mm-hmm. You know, particularly even if you look going to their last run, Devout Hero was obviously fancied ahead of Elusive Express. You know, Devout Hero probably, you know, she put up with a little issue across her back in Sacros, and we had the Cairo go over and cracked her into place. So hopefully we see some improvement today.
So you can get $19 for Devout Hero, and Elusive Express is the solid favourite at $3. So might be worth something each way then on Devout Hero there with the blinkers on at $19. What about Forbes? I guess you just would have been happy that he did nearly everything right anyway.
Yeah, look, he did. He did everything perfectly the other day. And you know, went into that race with basically one trial, and he was pretty soft. He got pretty tired. He blew the house down after. So would expect him to improve on that, which he's going to need to. You know, it's a very, very strong race. But it's that time of year that, you know, you've got to see where you fit in, and, you know, we've got a nice opinion of him. So hope he does everything right again. And, you know, the gate's a little bit tricky for him. We'll be looking to get a bit of cover on him. And Geordie came down and had a sit on him on Tuesday. He gave him a super feel. So look, hopefully he can be in the finish somewhere.
And then we go to Realm of Flowers. A few of her opposition need to win this race. The Bart Cummings, of course, to get into the Melbourne Cup, but she's got a spot already. Have you been happy with her progress towards our great race?
We have. Look, our first up run was good. Our second up run was hard to get a guide on. I thought she was probably a little too close. It was a little bit out of her comfort zone. She was just chasing a little bit and it never got that comfortable and sort of held her ground to the line. So I think the step-out trip and getting her to Flemington and probably onto a soft track are all positives for her. The gate, you know, she's got no favours with the gate. But, you know, we'll ride her very quiet, get some cover on her and let her work home. I'd expect to see an improved performance.
Up there in Sydney, you've got two stays engaged in the Group 1 Metropolitan Warning and also Le Don de Vie. Can you split those two?
It's frustrating. You know, you take horses that want wet ground to Sydney thinking you're going to get it and then they don't get any of the rain and end up on a good four. You take a horse that wants a firm track up there and they'll get 50 mils. So, I think both horses probably would have appreciated a bit more rain. But they've both been set to peak for this. They've had gaps between their runs, which they both appreciate. And look, it's a tough race, but they'll both give it their best.
That is an interesting race, isn't it? The Metro, and you just need a little bit of luck in life, don't you, from time to time, Sam, when it comes to
that? Yeah, exactly. I remember, you know, how many times we went to take Santa and Elaine up there and they got a deluge when it wasn't predicted, and then they predict rain and they don't get it. So it's a little frustrating.
What's your best for the day?
I think... Lucid Express is probably, you know, pretty comfortably the best. She's going to make her own luck somewhere near the speed and should be hard to beat.
Good on you, Sam. Thanks for that.
Cheers.
There's Sam Friedman. Dave Eustace joins us here on The First Word. Good morning to you, Dave.
Hi, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. The Merrepanong Trial Stakes, 2 2-year-olds will set out for your stable. Doc O'Connor and also Cavella Rapont. What can you tell us about those two?
Yeah, both have been thoroughly professional the whole way through. The colt probably even more so. He's absolutely bomb-proof. The filly's got a lot of talent. And, the last sort of month, she's been very well-behaved and her work's been pretty smart. So she's obviously trialled up well. She trialled alongside Coolangatta at Caulfield and has come on from that. So, like, as everyone will probably say, leading into the race, the two-year-olds and things can go wrong, but... She's got a bit of class, and if she handles the occasion and the straight, I'm sure she'll run very well. And the colt is quite a burly horse, and we're keen to get a run into him before the banner on Cox Plate Day. So I'm sure he'll come on for it. But I was surprised he opened. There was such a big margin between the two of them.
And that inside gate for Doc O'Connor might be an advantage today for these babies for the first time down the straight.
You would think so. They nearly always head to that far rail, don't they? So, it's got to help, certainly, with two-year-old racing.
I'm excited to see Otozie go around for your stable. Obviously, a new addition to your camp, but he won a maiden at Donald, but it was impressive. He didn't have much luck, but he's got this turn of foot that I think will take him a long way.
Yeah, we're actually going to wait and roll the dice in the guineas with him.
Yeah,
he looks like he's going to get a run, so we're going to roll the dice there.
All right, then, so he won't take his place there. What about a away game in the Gilguy Stakes? Were you happy with her the other day and how she trained on?
Yeah, we were. She's run out of her skin last two starts. First look down the straight. The other day she raced very well and very genuine, as she always does, and we were pretty confident she would handle the straight no problem because she handles anything. And she's just in a really good vein of form, so... You'd have to hope she'll be very close again today.
Bruckner's back in trip, but he did defeat a Taurus at Caulfield the other day. He heads down the straight for the first time. How do you assess his chances against the three-year-old sprinters in the Danehill?
Yeah, we're really hopeful about him today. You know, he beat a very good horse in our Taurus, and, you know, we feel the form's been frank there in that he raced extremely well in the Golden Rose and was a shade unlucky, so... he's had a bit of time between runs, which actually suits him. You know, he won fresh up, and we were keen to give him that bit of time. And the other thing that will really work in his favour is the ground, just having that bit of ease in it. He doesn't need a heavy track, and he's won on good tracks, but a bit of sting out will definitely help him. And I thought he was the forgotten horse in the race, really, and was a big price.
in the Rose of Kingston Stakes. Bonfacini, she's at a big price here. She's $61. What did you make of her first up effort at Flemington?
Yeah, she looked like she was going to run very well and just got tired late. Travelled quite strong for first up. And just took a little bit of edge off her, you know, off her finish. So, yeah, I agree. I thought she was a big price. Her record at Flemington is good. She's the stakes winner there over 1,400. And we think she's in good form. So she'll make big improvement, but we'll need to.
Yep. We'll put her in our quaddie just in case today, Dave. Then we go to the Tab Turnbull Stakes over the 2,000 metres. Sir Dragonette, the rain has come. It's nearly perfect conditions for you, Cox Plate champ.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? I think the rain's going to suit probably all of them. But we're happy to see it come. But clearly very elegant, a better horse in wet ground as well. Incentivised, not so sure, but... you know, we'll just worry about him and our team. And he showed in the Maccabi that he's retained and returned in really good nick. And, you know, the step up to 2,000 clearly is going to help. Ben's done a lot of work on him, and he's definitely a horse you need to get to know. And, you know, the more he sits on him, the more he gets a feel of what sort of horse he is. So, you know, there's a lot in his favour, and we're really looking forward to it.
If the horses could speak, we had a media conference. He's probably saying, Sir Dragonette, I can't quite understand why everybody is dubbing this a two-horse race. Well, I'm the Cox Plate champ. I won a Group 1 in the autumn in Sydney, and I don't know why I'm not talked about. Do you think he can upset these two in a way?
Yeah, we do. Absolutely, we do, yeah. You know, he's going to improve for the run. Or the run he's just had, and he has done that. And we feel he's in better form going into the spring than he was in the autumn. So, I think it would be wrong to say it's a two-horse race. It would be wrong to say it's a three-horse race, to be honest.
Explosive Jack, he was pretty good, I thought, first up there in the Maccabi Diva.
He was very good, to be honest. The fact that he was able to tack on and close off... was a pleasant surprise because, you know, he is one of those horses that is a genuine stayer. You see a lot of those classy stayers run very well fresh and even over 14 sometimes, and he's not that type. But so for him to do what he did the other day was very pleasing. He's really come through the run well. He's bouncing and squealing, and you can get a good read on him, actually. He's, you know, he's quite a laid-back customer, and he's laid-back in his races. But if he's having a buck and a squeal at home, which he is, you know, you know that he's really coming up well, and that's what he's doing. So, look, if he's in a similar sort of position as he was in the Maccabi, maybe a couple of lengths further forward, we'd be delighted. It's just the perfect race for him on a soft six to have a good, strong blow and work towards the Caulfield Cup.
On your social media platforms, and you guys at Mara and Eustace do a wonderful job there updating the punters, but I watched that jump out with a host of your stars at Ballarat recently, and Per Sam was the one that stood out for mine, Dave. How's he trained on since then?
Yeah, he's really well. Yeah, you're right. The jump out was, to the eye, very taking. He's a horse that puts plenty in his work, and you know, what you see is what you get, and he is in really good form. So, you know, it's a step up in class, but he's shown before that he can mix it with some very good horses. So, I think you'll see him run a really bold race today, probably be fine two or three or four, just that little bit classier over that trip. But show that he's right on track for the Cups.
The confidence levels with Grand Promenade and the Lexus Bart Cummings?
Yeah, look, it's been the target for a long time for this horse, as a lot of the runners in the race. You've got to really target this race, haven't you, to be at your absolute best. And this, yeah, it's been the plan. We were pleased with his naturalism run. You know, he was caught a little bit deep, and we were keen to have two runs at 2,000 and then go 24 or 25. not that it's necessarily a negative, but I think he's slightly better on top of the ground. A soft six at this stage is just going to be perfect ground. There'll be no excuses there, so he's going to get a lovely run in the race. And you know, I thought it was a very good addition of the race this year, so he's going to need to be at his best, but we're very happy with him.
And everybody's talking about Coolangatta in the Gimcrack Stakes for the fillies in Sydney. And Coleco Jack also represents your stable in the two-year-old ranks and the Breeders' Plate and the third. What can you tell us about those babies?
Yeah, well, she's obviously looks quite exciting.
Yeah.
She trialled very well up in Sydney. And, you know, we're keen to just send up or trial or race or what, you know, the best instead of sending too many up there. And, you know, we were able to do it last year with Entar, and she's sort of been as natural the whole way through. She's probably a more refined, slightly more elegant type. Entar's got a bit more grunt and a bit more strength to her, but she's very light on her feet and has just found things very easy. So the wide gate, I don't actually think is a negative for those two-year-olds. If they jump well and are able to get across, it's actually a bit of an advantage instead of getting cluttered up inside horses. Their first start, they tend to struggle when that happens, so she'll have plenty of room. And you know, if she puts her trial performance in, then she's going to be right there.
And Coleco Jack, what are you expecting from him at a big price on debut?
Yeah, his trial actually, you know, like a lot of them, he trialled okay, but showed signs of greenness off the bridle, and he's had a gallop in a set of blinkers just to keep him focused and help him really, just help him find that extra gear off the bit, and if that all falls into, you know, if that all works, then I'm sure he can run a good race.
Big day for the stable, Dave. What's your best?
Yeah, it's a big day. It's tough racing. I'll probably go a bit wide. We've got a filly called I Am Me running in a maiden up in Sydney that I tipped a couple of weeks ago. It didn't win, but she should win today.
All right, then. Do you have a winner for us at Matoa?
Flash Flood and Court G. There's a couple of scratchings there, but Flash Flood and Court G both in good form. Flash Flood's probably the class horse in the field and handles cutting the ground. But it's drawn a bit awkwardly, which won't be easy at Matoa. So it's probably not much, but too much between them, just based on how they're drawn. So, yeah, both have each-way chances.
Brilliant insight once again. We do really appreciate it on a Saturday morning. Thanks for that, Dave. Good luck.
All right, thanks, Gareth. Good luck.
There's Dave.
First word, thanks to the TAC. Before a big day out, think of this first. Drinking, driving, they're better apart.
Good morning. Great to be with you on this Saturday morning here on the First Word on RSN Saturday Race Day. If you're just joining us, at 7:39, soft six at Flemington. Liam O'Keefe telling us that he's hoping it'll stay at that range. There's a little bit of rain around, but he's confident that we'll be racing on a soft six this afternoon. And Colette, unfortunately, is out of the Turnbull Stakes with the foot abscess, so she doesn't take her place in that Group 1. Natalie Young's been good enough to join us here on the First Word on this Saturday. Good morning, Nat.
Morning.
In the superimposed stakes over the 1,800 metres, you've got two chances here. Celestial Fury, first of all, what did you make of his run the other day at Flemington?
Look, I thought that run was a pretty muddled run race, really. They sort of sprinted and then they walked and then they sprinted home. And he actually jumped a little bit slow, but he actually really run through the line, like he's crying out for a bit more ground. So if he actually jumped a bit better today and ridden sort of four or five lengths a bit closer, I think he'll really hit the line nicely. His work through the week has been really good. Him and Footlights had a gallop on Tuesday, and there sort of wasn't really much between them.
And Footlights probably did have the best of luck either there at Flemington in that same race.
Yeah, well, he's sort of a horse that just needs that real genuine tempo. So I'm hoping they're going to get that with Character going forward. Mm-hmm. If he gets that nice of a day and run, he just needs to build up into it. I've actually changed a little bit of gears with him. I was about to go out and gallop him on Tuesday, and he was laying in and off the bit a little bit. So I come back and put an anti-lugging bit on him and put a set of winkers, and I think it made a really huge difference. Like, his work was pretty good. I was pretty impressed. He sort of took me a bit to pull him up afterwards, so he really run through the line nicely. So I think he's one that can really bounce back today if they have that good genuine tempo on.
And that can be the advantage sometimes of being able to ride them, Nat.
Occasionally, somehow, you know, I come out of retirement. We've got fantastic riders, but it is nice to get on every now and then. I mean, at the moment in lockdown, you can't do much else, so it's actually nice to get on and have a spin.
Can you split those two?
I probably like Footlights because he's got a little bit better turn of foot. Celestial Fury will sort of really grind to the line, but he takes a little bit to wind up. So if he gets held up by some reason, he'll just might take a bit more to get going. But Footlights, when he straightens up and balances up, I think he's got a really good turn of foot.
There's something about you, feel a glint of hope. She goes around in the Manifold Stakes. She hasn't won yet, but she's been pretty good in her first two starts.
Yeah, well, she probably was only a whisker in it at Benalla. And then at Cranbourne, she probably just got a little bit too far back. She's sort of been one of those fillies that we thought, you know, being a deep impact, she'd like to get up to a trip and over a trip later on. She's still got a little bit of strengthening to do, and her coat's still not quite there yet. But her work was really good on Tuesday. It's probably the first time I've seen her actually gallop and actually prick her ears at the line. You know, she actually really worked through it and was doing it really nice and easy and comfortably. So I think she's probably well over the odds. I sort of expected her to be around the $6-7 mark, to be honest. I think she's probably the best out of the three of those two. But, she's going really well.
Where do you think she can settle then today?
Well, I think she'll probably settle midfield. She's got that nice gait, barrier five. So I'd say she'll just jump and we'll just let her find herself a little bit. You know, Craig knows her pretty well. He's gone on her both times and sort of don't want her to settle too far back. But if he can just sort of hold his place and use his gait a little bit and she sits fifth or sixth, I think it'll be ideal.
Should we put Nana Jen in bidding at a price in our first force?
Yeah, I think so. Look, obviously Nana Jen was great at Moe. You know, she's a half to vow and declare, and she'll get over a trip a little bit later on, I think, once she strengthens up next prep. She's jumping from the 12 to the 16, but she has been in work quite a long time, so she's certainly fit enough to run the mile. And I think, judging that there's not a lot of speed in the race, I reckon we'll just sort of roll forward with her and sort of run her similar to how we did it at Maui. And, she'll either be good enough or she won't. But she's feeling well, and she's going into it as good as we can get her today. So, yeah, it'd be nice if she can be thereabouts.
Can Mr. Tipler win the last and win again first up?
He's got great first up form. Yeah. Look, it's a big jump in class. He's obviously, you know, he's won in a 78. But he does go very good fresh and he's very well at the moment. I think Daniel Moore came and galloped him on Tuesday and he was pretty impressed with him. I think the advantage of the track today too and a nice gate. I think he's got everything in his favour. The only question mark is that it is a bit of a step up. You know, ideally, we've sort of got that Grays race on Melbourne Cup Day targeted for him, but he's definitely a good each-way chance today.
What's your best there at Flemington?
I actually really like Footlights and Glint of Hope are my two, that if I'm having a play today, I'd be putting it on those two.
All right, we wish you the best of luck, Nat. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thank you.
There's Natalie Young with an update on her runners, along with Trent Buston, and, of course, Kerry Parker. He has his star, Think It Over, going around in the Hill Stakes, and also Don Luigi in that midway handicap in Sydney this afternoon. And Kerry joins us now. G'day, Kerry. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Gareth. Not a problem.
Geez, he's had another wonderful prep, Think It Over. He just tries his heart out every time he steps out.
Yeah, exactly. You wish a lot more would find his will and courage, that's for sure. He's yeah, he's pretty consistent. He just turns up and does his best every time.
What are your expectations with him today? How do you think this race will pan out? The smaller field should help him, and there's no Very Elegant, of course.
No, it's just a matter of probably, you know, most of these wave parade sort of races here end up a bit tactical anyway, you know. It doesn't look to be sort of any real genuine tempo in the race. So, I'm tipping I'll just be leaving that up to Nash. I think if he gets him relaxed and breathing, hopefully the rest will just unfold nicely for him.
But he's done nothing wrong since his last run?
No, exactly. Going into it lovely. He's just progressed lovely. He's had them two tough runs over a mile now, and 2,000 metres looks ideal for him.
Should we have something each way to kick off our day with Don Luigi in the first there at Randwick?
Yeah, well, I've had a little each way on him. He's a horse that I hold a lot of hope for. He's just doing things wrong. He's just wanting to get charging in his races. So I've only just sort of given him the 1 800-metre jump out, and this race looks like there's a lot of speed in it, and I'd just love him to get some cover just behind the tempo and if I can teach him to relax a little more, I think there's a horse there. So I don't sort of want a one-trick pony where he's grabbing the bit and running. And, you know, if I can get him to relax a little more and run 1,200, 1,400, I think there's a really nice horse there.
Good luck, Kerry. Thanks for that.
Not a problem at all.
There's Kerry Parker there. Kevin Corston's team's just flying at the moment, and he joins us now. G'day, Kev.
Morning, Gareth.
Can you win the Gilguy Stakes, Ruby Street and Bonds Abroad representing your stable? Both at a good each-way price down the straight against some nice sprinters.
Yeah, absolutely. Both of the horses are working well, so, yeah, fingers crossed.
How has Bonds Abroad trained on since that pretty good effort first up there?
Yeah, she's pulled up super. We've given her a little bit of time in between runs, and look, she's doing everything that I'm asking her to. So, she's probably bigger and better than I've seen her the last, you know, over the last couple of preps. And, she's feeling great.
And what about Ruby Street, who won nicely there the other day, but, of course, this is tougher.
Oh, it's a lot tougher. We had to have a crack at it. She's it wasn't a big field, and she certainly improved. She took a lot of improvement from her last start. She didn't look quite right in the coat. She was just that little bit off, and she certainly improved since her last start.
Where do you see your two gallopers in the run there?
Oh, given they'd both be out the back.
Yep.
A bit of cover early, and then hopefully finishing it off at the end.
And Love Sensation, she goes around the Rose of Kingston Stakes over the 1,400 metres. Your thoughts there?
Yeah, well, good for us. I think because I'm not an overly big-name trainer, that we've got really good odds for us. So I think she'd be a sneaky each way today.
Yeah, so we should have something at the $61, $13 the place.
Well, you can't go wrong, can you, Gareth?
No, you can't. And she was pretty good there in the Let's Elope at Flemington behind Chirath. It is...
Well, that's what surprises me. You know, I thought she'd be about 15 or 16 to 1, but, being those odds, maybe people know something that I don't.
And Flemington really looks her track as well.
Yeah, well, she raced really well last start. Look, it doesn't matter where she goes. She always puts in her best every time she goes around. So, she's gone great at the Valley. She's gone good at Flemington. So, just happy to see her going around in these decent races.
I've just had 10 each way, Kev. You talked me into it. Go and get them.
Good on ya.
There's Kev Corsis there, and geez, he's a good trainer. He does a really good job with his team, and Love Sensation is a big price there in the Rose of Kingston Stakes. Talking about trainers just flying at the moment, Rob Heathcote joins us here on The First Word. Good morning to you, Rob.
Yeah, good morning.
First of all, Rothfire, you've done a wonderful job to get him back to the races. How has he trained on since that first up effort?
We're happy with him. It's fair to assume that he will have taken benefit out of that first up run, that bloody skies opened and that rain came, which certainly had me very nervous. You know, good four to a soft seven, bordering a heavy eight, and he hadn't run for a year. And he was brave, 2.8 lengths behind two of the best sprinters in the land and two of the best wet trackers in the land. But since then, he's come on nicely. I haven't done a lot with him. He will have taken a lot of benefit out of that run. So today, he gets to strut his stuff again, but I'm happy with him.
I guess you're happy as well that the rain stayed away.
Wow, I got about a dozen texts last night at 6:30, 6:45 with maps and pictures of radars, and I'm thinking, oh, God, here we go again. But fortunately, we got the tail end of it at Randwick, and we're on a good four.
Staronte, she was really good against the boys in the Golden Rose last start at Rose Hill. What impressed you to make yourself decide to back her up this week in the Flight Stakes?
It was really a couple of better form analysts and students than myself. One of the owners is a pretty bright lad when it comes to form and times and sectionals and ratings and all the rest of it. And when we analysed everything on the Sunday, he actually said to me, he said, she'll probably go around favourite. And I'm like, what? It wasn't the plan. I mean, I've known this. I've had this family for 20-odd years, and there hasn't been too many milers among them, but that was 1,400 metres against the best colts in the land, and it was more the way she finished the race off that helped us make the decision to have a crack at today, because at the end of the day, Group 1, three-year-old against her own sex, had come around often,
No. And
the market's installed as favourite. So it's an opportunity that was too good to turn down.
You know the family well, Rob. Gut feel, it was a hot run race there last Saturday. How do you think she would go with that quick backup?
I think she'll cope with the backup fine because she's as tough as old boot leather. She really is. Yep. And the family, that's a trait that the family's had over the years. I've backed plenty of her siblings up over the years and they've all coped pretty well. I know each horse is an individual. I suppose it's really going to come down to the way the race is run. If it's a genuine stamina test, then we might be in a bit of strife. But if it's a sit and sprint, which arguably it may look like on paper, then I think she's better suited because I think she could out-sprint them.
Do you have a winner for us at Doomben?
I thought I had one in the third, but we just pulled her out because we've decided to run next Saturday. Tough day for me here at home. I'll settle for a Group 1 and a Group 2 at Sydney, mate.
Go and get them, mate. Thanks for that, Rob.
Cheers.
It's 7:51. We'll take a break and we'll catch up with Richard Jolly, hopefully. Billy Ryan, Mark Newnham and Ed Cummings straight after this. There's a Kemal Passer going around in the Gilguy Stakes. G'day, Richard. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Jeez, he loves Flemington and he gets back here today, Kemal Passer. How is he?
Yeah, he's in really good order. I'd say face value is probably better than he was this time last year. Yep. He just got beaten the race. He's probably, he's come up really well. He ran well first up and gets back to a place he likes.
So this is a race that you've had in mind for him when you return this campaign that you thought, well, I'd love to go one better with him.
Oh, yeah, for sure, because he's got that affinity with the straight. Certainly these races are the ones we've targeted for the spring, and this was like the first goal to get to this race.
So what's been the difference in him, you think? Well, where's the improvement been in this preparation?
Oh, look, he had a good spell, and he's got no soundness issues, and he's run first up with 62. He ran fifth in the Wiley, and probably was a bit of a plain run, but then he came out and ran third in the Gilguy, but he certainly went a lot better first up in the Wiley this year, and he just seems to be in a good space at the moment.
Do you have a winner for us in Adelaide?
Look, I've got there's only three in the first. A filly called Somewhat Fabulous, who's run at Flemington before. She looks a good chance. She's first up, and she'll probably head to Melbourne following that run. And All Banter in the second. You've seen her in Melbourne also. So she's headed for the Caulfield Sprint in a fortnight. So, yeah, she's going to be very hard to beat the way she trialled the other day.
Great stuff, Richard. Thanks for your time, mate, and good luck, especially with your star sprinter, Kemal Passer.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
There's Richard Jolly there. Great to catch up with Billy Ryan as we head down to Tasmania. G'day, Bill.
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Still a star goes around in the Rose of Kingston Stakes. How did she travel?
Travelled the best she has so far, Gareth. I'm really happy with her.
Yeah.
Had a good report on her this morning. She lit out last night, so all was looking good in that respect. Yeah.
That is exciting. Geez, I loved her trial during the week, Bill.
It was very impressive, wasn't it?
Yeah.
She gave me a bit of a scare when she came back from Melbourne. She had an upper respiratory infection from the travelling and had to treat that. And she responded very quickly. That cleared up. I did a lung wash on her to make sure there was nothing wrong, blood tests and everything come back perfect. So she missed just a little bit of work. She had a rousing gallop last week and she came through that okay but had a really good blow. So I thought, no, I need to give her a trial on Tuesday just to top her off, and she went sensational.
I know before the Let's Elope, Mystic Journey worked with you on a Monday at Launceston, and Pete Staples mentioned that probably she was a little bit more forward than your girl before that first up effort. Do you think you can turn the tables on her second up now, Bill?
I'd love to think so. You know, you can't detract anything from Betty. She's a bloody supermare, you know, and she's got the score on the board. My little girl's chasing her. She's done nothing wrong. Her record is absolutely sensational. She doesn't know how to run a bad race. And she'll do the same again today, providing the track's not too soft for her. I was hoping that we wouldn't get the rain that we got. She's very, very good on quick ground. She has one on a soft track, but I would prefer her on a dry track. But we're not getting that, so we've just got to deal with what we've got. But like I said, she doesn't know how to run a bad race. She'll give her everything. That's the way she is.
Good on you, Bill. How are you feeling, mate?
Good, mate. I'll be feeling even better at 3 o'clock if things go our way.
Go and get them. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, mate.
He's a superstar, Billy Ryan. So is Mark Newnham, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Gareth.
Splintex, can he win again down the straight at Flemington?
Oh, I'd say it'd be very hard to beat based on his first performance down the straight and how he's gone along since that.
Geez, I loved his trial in between today's run and his last start victory at Flemington there in Sydney. Were you happy there?
Yeah, very much so. Look, he just needed something to keep him ticking over. And look, what you see is what you get from him. He's a quick beginner. He travels kind. He gives his all. You know, the only thing he doesn't like is first up. He always needs a run. So when he got down there the other day, his price was probably reflected his first up run. But every preparation he does that, and he gets into his prep pretty quickly after a run.
You got some nice chances in those big races at Randwick this afternoon. First of all, Harmony Rose, can she win an Epsom at the bottom of the weights?
I think she's actually quite well in. She didn't have any luck at all first up. She was a bit slow away, got cluttered up, never really had much clear running. Ran through the line strong. She trained on really well. Second up last time, she went to Mile Randwick Group 1, the Randwick Guineas. Performed very well, just beaten by Lions Roar Mwanga. And then she was narrowly beaten in the Vinery after that by Hungry Heart. So she's well in. The speed's drawn out with her. So hopefully Andrew gets her away well and she's able to follow Riadini and Ashman across and just put herself somewhere in the first five.
Spirit Ridge in the Metro?
Yeah, probably too much weight there to be winning. You know, he's fairly poorly weighted on 58 kilos and horses just don't win the Metrop with 58 anymore. I think you've got to go back about 40 years to Ming Dynasty carrying a similar weight. He had a lot more form on the board than Spirit Ridge. He's only won two Group 3s, so it's either telling you that he's poorly weighted or it's an average field. He's going really well, the horse, and he appreciates drier ground. So, look, I think he'll run well, but I'd be surprised if he's able to win with 58.
Can Von Trapp win the Flight Stakes?
Really good filly, crying out for a mile, drawn poorly, so we'll have to ride her conservatively. But she's taken good improvement all the way through, and I'd say she's one of the fillies in the race that will lap up the mile. So I think she'll run very well.
And Big Parade looks tough to beat in that last race.
Yeah, good race for him. I just went along too quickly the other day at 1,300, back to 1,200 Randwick, good draw. He's a good weight carrier. He's won a couple of times with big weight, so that doesn't really put me off too much. He's trained on well. I'd say he'd be very hard to beat.
Good on you, Mark. Good luck, mate.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Mark Newnham there. Cozzy, scratchings, please.
Right, we have a total of 13. It's a soft 6 and the round at 9, the entire circuit. Now, race 1 clear. Race 2, Panat 6, Grinzinger King, 7, Hitotsu, and 13, Cerberus. 6, 7, 13. The 4th, put a line through 5, Lost and Running, number 5. Race 5, take out 6, Mimosas, number 6. The 6th, put out 13, Barbie's Fox, number 13. Race 7, scratch 8, Colette, number 8. The 8th event, put out 7, Dashing Willoughby, 18, Zarek, 19, Hustle of War, and 20, Kalorny. 7, 18, 19, 20. And race 9, scratch 8, Iconoclasm, and 12, Never Again, 8 and 12. Riders in the 2nd, 12, Astonishing is Dean Yendall. Race 3, 1, Yearning, John Allen. And race 6, 17, Pride of Jenny, Declan Bates.
Here's the news with Johnny Bowden.